Blog Talk Radio. what Jah has done for I.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the... Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet, mizmor
le'asav. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
yishkot, Elohim, 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all
Thank you. Right to the poor, and hear Fred Locks, Black Redemption, Rhythm, yes sir, Black Redemption Bobby next week, here, thank you.
White top the fool. Babylon, Lego for Rasta on. What you do? Hold on. Hear us when we pray. Each and every day. Hear us when we pray. Don't let us go astray. Don't let us go astray, no way. Hey. The voice of the poor, it can be heard crying away.
Yes. Fredlocks, classic Fredlocks, Black Redemption sound system. I think it's a 10-inch right there, full of the classic Voice of the Poor. Today's daily psalm right here. Today's daily psalm, we have the 23rd psalm here in the season. Reason for the season, 23rd psalm. The evening psalm, the 82nd psalm, we played Rosh Shiloh's tune right there, Rights of the Poor. Then Fredlocks, we had Voice of the Poor. And right here, St. Garnet Circle, behold, the Psalm 23, Psalm 23rd, Culture Knox rhythm. I'm going to feature Death in the Arena, the classic rhythm right there. Yes, I, for today's daily song right here on the Rastafari to Tuesday podcast, Testify Tuesday. Yes, I. Thank God.
Now the sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. When the wicked come upon us to eat our flesh, they stumble and fall, conquering lion, the ruler of them all. Now God, it's silk. Come deal with them, kiss me, boy.
Rastafari, I never say die. Ja, run music. Oh Lord, hear my cry. Oh Jah, hear my cry. Whoa, yeah, 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 yeah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
that's one version right there, the Behold, the Culture Knox tune. I think it's Splashing Dashing right here, here, here. Check this out right here, here, here. Yes, sir.
Oh, Father, watch in Zion. Hear our voice, O Jah, today in our prayer, and accept our thanksgiving. Father, we thank thee for all that you have done and for what you're doing now.
Yeah, yeah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Flashing, dashing, restless deep. Never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. Never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover though you're glad. Little children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go in the tides of heaven.
children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go in the tides of heaven flow. So, so strong and great you are. When you are angry, mighty sea, when the storm is gone, we find you're still a playmate kind. Splashing, dashing, restless sea, ever still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes in love as though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea, never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes you laugh as though you're glad. Little children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go in the tides of heaven flow. Splashing, you dashing, you restless sea, never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes you laugh as though you're glad.
One version of St. Garnick's tune right here, here, here. Here's the featured version for the featured dub. Going to write up the Royal Amharic, go through the verse by verse from the King of Kings Bible, the Metzhav Kedus. Yes, I, the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals. But first, here, 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 version three, Deaf and Arena dub version here, Splashing Dashing, Psalm 23.
Oh, Father, watch in Zion. Hear our voice, O Jah, today in our prayer, and accept our thanksgiving. Father, we thank thee for all that you have done and for what you're doing now.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Splashing, dashing, restless sea, never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes laugh as though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea, never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes the love as though you're glad. Little children love you well, love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go, in the tides of heaven flow. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, cause Jah is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Splashing, dashing, restless sea, never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes you laugh as though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea, never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes you laugh as though you're glad. Little children love you well, love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go, in the tides of heaven flow. Though so strong and great you are, love, 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 stretching deep, wide and far. Tiny vessels that you keep, rocking them gently as the sea. Wild and rough though you may be, when you are angry, mighty sea, when the storm is gone, we find you're still a playmate kind. Splashing, dashing, restless sea, never still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes in love as though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea,
never seen you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes you laugh as though you're glad. Little children love you well, love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go in the tides of heaven flow. Splashing and dashing, your restless.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrew, Psalm 23.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
O Father, watch in Zion, hear our voice, O Jah, today in our prayer, and accept our thanksgiving. Father, we thank thee for all that you have done and for what you're doing now.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Dashing, dashing, restless sea. Never seen you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes a laugh as though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. Never seen you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes a laugh as though you're glad. Little children love you well, love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go in the tides of heaven flow. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, cause Jah is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Splashing, dashing, restless sea, never seen you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad, sometimes a laugh and throw your glass.
And I say you find yourself an instrument of influence. You can visit a part of the sense. I reckon you're gonna pay the consequence. Rebel speaks again. I say be careful what you teach your little children. Make sure I know something to hurt them. Mind what you say to my sister. She could be the next prime minister. I say for watch what you say to me, daughter, cause in the long run, she could be your doctor. Oh, you for mention that to me, son, Dan. I mean a woman, it could work with another gunman. Still you never listen, your ears must be missing. Every day you say you're gonna shine and a glisten. You're talking for the scream and the lighter and the whistle. It look like you forget all about God bless you. The words are from your mouth, meditation of your heart. To be free from negative, have every start. Want a good come, you better go a good calf. Be careful what you inject, what you inject in the youth them talk. And just watch what you teach your little children. Make sure I know something to hurt them. I know what you say to me, sister, cause she could be the next prime minister. I say be careful what you say to me, daughter, cause in the long run, she could be your doctor. But you feel mentioned that to me, son, Dan. I mean, oh, I'm a little prophet, son of God, man. Mr. Tyre, Mr. Jacket, you false prophet. Needing the children, I swear you for stop it. Just a money rocket, for putting on your pocket. But if people want it, I'll be carrying a basket.
Yeah. No, you dead, your mother ball wrong, man. Name your car loose argument, Peter Long, story Paul. You see me gun and pose up like a wall. And then over the surface look like a mall. You coulda big or small, coulda long or tall. But you diss me and me gun will all your weather go fall. And your mother we cry, and your daddy we ball. We not take a stitch, might as well kill whole. Coulda buy St. Peter, coulda buy St. Paul. Coulda to fly, cause you coulda to climb wall. Me pop off me gun, when name rain stop fall. Where you pop two, I am not need to tear two wall. Welcome a day of the day from them this after all. Dead your mother balls, fanglers name you call. Loose argument, teacher, long story call. Wait, you see me gonna pose up like a wall. And then over the surface load like a mall. Old big head stoos, coulda where you approve. See me Glock 19, you must be bulletproof. Cap a shot where you get, dash out of your shoes. Left your head over there so we shot out your fuse. Man a big bad man, no get me gun confused. Cap a shot in a me gun, them no more excuse. Anything in a the way jungle is set up he move. Dead your mother ball, TG name your call. Loose argument, teacher, long story call. You see me gun and pose up like a wall. And they do over there so fast load like a mall. Me no papa fang yo, smarty dead and ho. Smith fire like a dog and have a book like go. Me no care the consequence again. Somebody dead no, man a big bad man.
Me advice me brethren, Caron boy living on a fun thing. You know the time for your laugh and a grin. You have to see me up. Tell me what's dealing a fun thing. Make up your mind be fun boy. Kill me brethren. Rude boy living on a bed of rose. Gun is not fish you are far to pose. After 12 we have a hide gun under clothes. That's why you're deaf on the road brethren. You have to flip. Car when gunshot a lick. You can't make yourself be standing target. You have to mark. Because things will happen fast and a one shot alone. You get the squeeze off your feet cool. Have things under control. We look out for police and rat patrol. You have to smart and have to ban without heart. We murder people without second shot. Car, it no make no sense. You waste lead. You a fire gunshot and nobody not dead. You never kill a fly and yet till you run red. How better if night time you go on your bed, cause living on a fun thing. You know the time for your skin upon a grin. You have to see we up when you are dealing a gun thing. Make up your mind for bun boy, king me brethren. Rude boy living on a bed of rose. Gun is not for sure far to pose. After 12, we know I gun and a close. From your death on the road, brethren. You have to all get that expect anything. Cause we living in a rotten Babylon system. Farm, I tell you out for 5 shillings. I make you wake up in a curfew tomorrow morning. So more time when you go on with that thing. Try move undercover. Don't be brawling. Always humble. That's the key to living. Cause smart gunman no make police know him. Cause rude boy living on a fun thing. You don't have no time for your skin upon a green. You have to see me up. Tell me what dealing a fun thing. Make
up your mind. Here why? Me say your body pretty like the flow. In a me garden, looming in the morning, and just a beg pardon. Only pan your lads are both of them a mention, them a mention, but I do the money spend fun. Nobody pretty like the flowers in a me garden, looming in the morning, and just a beg pardon. Only pan your lads are both of them a mention, but I do the money. Sweet woman, me love how you act. From the corner of me eyes, them a you, me a watch. Love how you take it easy, you no climb and stop. So a girl a get the money and she get it in a cash. Propose to get married and go up on the hilltop. Go live in a big house, it all pool round the back. Success get to her, she stamp come on the flat. And a muggle pon her friend, them said them a dead stock. Pity she never know the man find a next cat. Push it up, hold it up, and y'all know for sure. Big it up, and drop it up, and make a y'all know, sir. Your body pretty like the flowers in a me garden. Blooming in the morning, and y'all a beg pardon. Only for y'all a talk about, so them a mention, but I do the money spend pun. Your body pretty like the flowers in a me garden. Blooming in the morning, and y'all a beg pardon. Only for y'all a talk about, so them a mention, but I do. Again, every starting of an end, ain't fit in a every plan. If not, if not in a that, just show where that then. No, you will see what I'm talking, my friend. Anytime you're living big, no post, find your friend them. You will lose all the chicken and the cock on the end. Tell them, say terror is realistic. If you're here to play the sound of giant DJ Panito. Your body pretty like the flowers in a me garden. Blooming in the morning, now you'll have big pardon. Only for your love, your boat, say them a mention, but I do the money spend fun. Your body pretty like the flowers in a me garden. Blooming in the morning, and your love be pardon. Only for your love, your boat, say them a mention,
and I say, smile a while, and wait your last pain and tie. Did you say jump and scream and say yes? Hold on for the one that you love the best. Then try the eyes of those nearby. Wait your rock high and tell them don't bother cry. Bring ding 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 ding. No surrender and no retreat. Rather to go wave them a dead cool feet. No surrender and no retreat. Rather to go with me not turn down the heat. Rather to wave, no nurse pet, me no powder. Rather to wave, no lotion, me no soda. Rather to wave, no butter with the eye water. No mercy, no pity, stitching a fast. You be here, you bad, me no love, you a pet. Walk on a top, but you are rough yet. In the dance hall, you no have no respect. Gun out your mouth, people, you're perfect. Rather to go with you, before I get me pet. Disciplinary action, sticky up, he go take. So smile a while, and wave your hand in the sky. Sticky take come, and scream and say yes. Pull out on the one that you love.
There will be a weeping and a mourning. Oh no, a lashing of tears. Oh, oh. There will be a weeping and a wailing. Oh Babylon, you must get the peace. Because in every little action there is a reaction. No hiding place for the wicked to escape. Babylon, your kingdom shall vanish, and all your people shall perish. You can't blow breath, but you want to take light. You want to turn the day into night. But there will be a weeping and a mourning. Oh Lord, and a gnashing of teeth. Oh, oh. There will be a weeping and a wailing. Oh Babylon, you must get defeat. But too late shall be their cry. Remember I'm the same one you all crucify. When I didn't sanctify, oh no one to see him die. Now I'm not telling no lie. But there will be a weeping and a mourning. Oh no, and a gnashing of teeth. Oh, 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 hey. There will be a weeping and a wailing.
Oh, my baby,
oh, Babylon,
you got a good baby, baby. This is for my baby.
Could they not look twice? They must have been blind. But I could tell from the start you had love in your heart, and you wanted so much to let it go. Baby, you needed the chance to show a little romance. Now the table has turned, they're running you down. Baby, show it all. Show them what you got now, honey. Throw it all. Breathe them cause you're hot now, baby. Let it all. Let them feel the heat now, honey.
the dark.
DJ Easy Run.
When you grow, you're not afraid of the dark. You listen to your heart that's telling you from deep within. Don't be afraid, let your love begin. I remember the night I met you, when you said that we will never part. And now you're leaving, taking another, leaving me standing with a broken heart. Yeah. I don't wanna be the one who said I'm gonna miss you, but I will. But I don't wanna say I'm gonna cry my eyes out, baby, but I will. You know I will, you know I will. I'm not ashamed for you to know how much I really love you so. Yes, it was a thrill.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
There's English, the KJV version we're familiar with here, the Royal Amharic from the Metzavkatus, from His Majesty's Bible, the King of Kings Bible, here in the Royal Amharic, Rita Abraham Chabot.
Mazmur Hayahulet, Bekanif. 23. የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር እረኛዬ ነው የሚያሳጣኝም የለም በለመለመ መስክ ያሳድረኛል በእረፍቱ ውሃ ዘንድ ይመራኛል ነፍሴን መለሳት ስለ ስሙም በጽድቅ መንገድ መራኝ በሞት ጥላ መካከል እንኳ ብሄድ አንተ ከኔ ጋር ነህና ክፉን አልፈራም በትርህና ምርኩዝህ እነርሱ ያጠናኑኛል በፊቴ ገበታን አዘጋጀህልኝ በጠላቶቼ ፊት ለፊት ራሴን በዘይት ቀባ ጽዋዬም የተረፈ ነው ቸርነትህና ምሕረትህ በሕይወቴ ዘመን ሁሉ ይከተሉኛል በእግዚአብሔርም ቤት ለዘላለም እኖራለሁ መዝሙር 22 በቅንፍ 23 የዳዊት መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር እረኛዬ ነው የሚያሳጣኝም የለም በለመለመ መስክ ያሳድረኝ በእረፍቱ ውሃ ዘንድ ይመራኝ ነፍሴን መለሳት ስለ ስሙም በጽድቅ መንገድ መራኝ በሞት ጥላ መካከል እንኳ ብሄድ አንተ ከኔ ጋር ነህና ክፉን አልፈራም በትርህና ምርኩዝህ እነርሱ ያጠናኑኛል በፊቴ ገበታን አዘጋጀህልኝ በጠላቶቼ ፊት ለፊት ራሴን በዘይት ቀባ ጽዋዬም የተረፈ ነው ቸርነትህና ምሕረትህ በሕይወቴ ዘመን ሁሉ ይከተሉኛል በእግዚአብሔርም ቤት ለዘላለም እኖራለሁ
Psalm 23 The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the Order of Melchizedek, Hashem Kedemah, Chayla Selassie, and from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Haile Selassie the First, King of Kings of Ethiopia. Yes, we have Mezmore Dawit. Haya Sauce, Mezmore Dawit, Haya Sauce, Psalm of David, Mezmor, Haya Sauce, the 23rd Psalm, 23rd Psalm, today's daily Psalm, here in the cipher and the sequence of the daily Psalms, we have Psalm 23. 23rd Psalm. So Megan and I write up a couple of basics on today's daily psalm. We have the theme Melkam Erenya. Melkam Erenya. 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 Erenya Shepherd. Melkam Erenya. Melkam the good shepherd. Melkam Erenya. And a note to the fellow disciples, the Schofield Study Bible has some really, really good footnotes connecting, you know, these psalms that we have right here, especially as we look at Psalm, I think it's 22, 23, and 24. Let's see if we can just share a little something right here on the air with you all before we ride up with today's daily psalm in the Royal Amharic in the Metzhaf Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals, His Majesty's Bible, Authorized, Revised. So here, just opening the English to compare and contrast side by side, we have a trilogy of psalms. We have Psalm 22, 23, and 24. 22, 23, and 24. The 22nd psalm is said to be the good shepherd. The 23rd psalm is the great shepherd here. And the 24th psalm is the chief shepherd. For more on that, be sure to consult Dekamiz Amorit, Disciples, the Talmudim, consult the Schofield, the First Schofield Study Bible. But here, writing up the general theme, Melkam Erenya, the good shepherd, or we can say Talak, the great Talak Erenya, the great shepherd. And the great shepherd, to the great shepherd brought again from the dead through the blood of the everlasting eternal covenant, the one who tenderly cares for the sheep, for Jah people. Here we have Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20, as a point of reference here to today's daily psalm, Mezmor Haya Sauce. Esma'ab, Wawalid, Wamenfes Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. In the Jamralin, we begin. Superscription, Yeh Dawit Mezmur. Yeh of Dawit, of David Mezmur, a psalm of David. Kuter And, verse 1. The Lord, the sustained, the good, the generous, Ab, Father, is my shepherd, Erenyayi, my shepherd, Nau, he is, I shall not want, yemiyasat anyam, that which is cause for I to lack, yemiyasat anyam yellem, there is not, there is nothing, I shall not want, kuter hulet, verse 2. Belemelema mesika yasadrenya, be'erefta wucha zen yimaranya. He maketh I, to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth I, beside the still waters. Belemelema mesik, belemelema mesik yasadrenya, belemelema in the green Mesik, green pastures, belemelema mesik, yasadrenyal. He causes I to spend the night, yasadrenyal, be'ereft ucha zend yimaranya, and by the restful, not in the sense of placid stillness, but the restful, be'ereft, the restful, be'ereft ucha zend yimaranyal, he leadeth I, even I and I. Kuter source, verse 3. Nefsein melesat, silesimuma betzidik menged merayim. Nefsein melesat, nefsein, my soul, my psyche, nefsein melesat, he restores her, he restores my psyche, he restores my soul, nefsein melesat, silesimum, because of his name, and because of his name, silesimum, betzidik menged, betzidik, tzidik, righteous, in the righteous way, in the righteous path, merang, he lead, I, he restoreth my soul, he leadeth me, he leadeth I in the paths of righteousness, for, because of his name's sake, for the sake of his name, nefsein melesat silesimum betzidik menged merayim, kuter arat, verse 4, bemot tila mekakelin kwa behed, ante kenegar nehna kufun al-lifaram, beterhina merkuzih, enarsu yats enanunya, Bemot kela mekakel en kwa behed. Yea, though I walk through the mot kela, through the shadow of death. Here in the Verulam Hark has a shadow of death, the tzalmavet. Here bemot kela mekakel. In qua behaved, even if I walk in the shadow of death, ante, the I, male, the I, none other, ante, kenegar nehina, for the I is with I, for the I art with I, kufu, the evil, bad mind, envious, evil, kufu, Kufun alifaram, I shall not fear I will fear no evil. No evil will I not fear. Better hinna, better. Thy rod, better hinna, the eye male rod, merkuzih, and the eye staff, and ersu, they, yatsenanunya, they strengthen, they comfort, yatsenanunya, they comfort I. They comfort I. The mot elam kakelin kwa behed anteke negarina kufuna lefram better hinna merkuzi nersu yas enanunya kuter amis verse 5. Befite gebetana zegajehiling bet elatoche yafit lefita rasena bezita keba tsuayim yeterefeno. Thou, the eye, preparest a table before me, before I, in the presence of mine enemies. Thou, the eye, anointest my head, rase, my ras, with oil. My cup runneth over. Befite gebetana zegajehelin. Bet elatoche, feet le feet, face to face. And my enemies, face to face, rasein, my head, bezit, with oil, bezit, keba, anoint, the eye anointest my head with oil, tsuayim, and my cup, tsuwa, my cup, tsuwa, chalice, cup, tsuwayi, my cup, Tsuwayi, my chalice, Tsuwayim, and as for my cup, my chalice, Yeterefeno, overflow of Yeterefeno, superabundance, Yeterefeno, there's a profit to my chalice, Kuter Sidist, Chernetihina Mihireti, Behiwete zemin hulu ye Catalunya. Be giziavi harim beit lezalalema in oralo. Chernetihina. The eyes, goodness, cher, open-handedness. Cherneti. The eyes, males, open-handedness, chernetehinna, and mihirete, and mercy, mihirete, the eyes, mercy, behiwete, zemin, hulu, ikatalunya, behiwete, in my life, zemin, in my life, age, time, hulu, and all. My lifetime, my life season, my life age, Catalunyal, they follow I, Catalunya, beg Ziavi Harim, and in the sustainer, the good, the excellent, generous ops, bait, beg Ziavi Harim, bait, Lezalalem in Noraldo, forever in Noraldo I will dwell. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, shall follow I all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Egeziavi, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab, Yod Hey Wehe, he who be, we be his divine majesty, forever, for ever. Charnetihina, mihireti, behiwete, zemin, hulu, yikatalunya, beegaziavi harim beit, lezalem, noralo.
Mazmur, hayahulet, bekenef, hayasus. Yedawit, mazmur. Egziavi her, rengaino, yem yasat an yem yellum. Belemel lemmeski asat direnya, beeref tu hazend yimaranya. نفسين ملسات سلسمون بطدك منگر مرأي بموت الامكا كلم قوابهيد انتا كنيگار نهنا كفونا الفرام بطرهنا مركوزه النرسو ياتنا النونيا بفيتي قبطانا الزقاج جهلي بطلاتو جي فيت لفيت راسين بزيتك ابا سوايم يترفنو شرنتهنا مهرته بهيوتي زمن هدو يكتلونيا በእግዚአብሔርም ቤት ለዘላለም እኖራለሁ።
23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
مزمور هيا هولت بكنف هيا سوس يداويت مزمور اكزيابي هير الرنجا ينو يمياس حتى يميلم بلمن لما مسكياس حتى درين فأرفتو هازند يمراني نفسين من لسات سلسمون بطدق منجر مرن بموت الامك هكلم قوابي هيد انت كنيقار نهنا كفونا الفرا بطرهنا مركوزه النرسو ياسنا المنيا በፊቴ ገበታን አዘጋጀህል በጠላቶቼ ፊት ለፊት ራሴን በዘይት ቀባ ጽዋዬም የተረፈ ነው ቸርነትህና ምህረትህ በሕይወቴ ዘመን ሁሉ ይከተሉኛል በእግዚአብሔርም ቤት ለዘላለም እኖራለሁ
Psalm 23 The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
Shalom, shalom, chaberim, shalom. Today's daily psalm, the Divine Shepherd, or often referred to as the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd psalm. We have Mizmor Kaf Gimel, or Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel, the 23rd psalm, Psalm XX, I. Psalm XX, I, Mizmor Le Dawi, the divine Jah, the I vine shepherd. Truly it has been remarked, quote, the world could spare many a large book better than this sunny little psalm, this sunny little psalm. It has dried many tears and supplied the mold into which many hearts have poured their peaceful faith, end quote. One of the most precious gems in the treasury of biblical literature, its appeal to the human heart has been constant and incalculable. The reason for this is not far to see. Quote, the meaning and helpfulness of this perfect little psalm can never be exhausted so long as men, like sheep, wander and need guidance, and so long as they learn to find it in Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, their shepherd, end quote. The Targum, the interpretation, the Targum, it gives it a national application as praise of Hashem, Ha Elohim, who fed his people Bamidbar in the wilderness. And this reading has been accepted by some of the medieval Jewish and Judaic exegetes. It is more natural to understand it as the testimony of a personal experience. This psalm here, with its six verses, is just one whole psalm. Usually we have these verses or those verses, the section here or section over here. This is one full of fullness right here. Beginning off, Mizmor LeDawid, with the superscription for today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, a psalm, a vocal intonation, a chant. This is what we mean when we say a chant, a mizmor zamer, to chant zemer, mizmor LeDawid, a psalm of David, a psalm of the well-beloved. Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, he who be who he be, Yahuwah ro'i, ro'i, Yahuwah ro'i, lo echsar, I shall not want, I shall not want. Jehovah is I shepherd, I and I shepherd. The psalmist's theme, the divine, the divine shepherd. Beginning off here with this first verse, Jah is my shepherd, I shall not want, I shall not want. Have you noticed that people say they accept the word and the truth of the psalm, yet they still don't regulate that word? You need to regulate that word, want, wanty, wanty. He says, I shall not want, I shall not lack. Now, want, in the sense here, and the true sense of the English, is to lack. I shall not lack. I shall not lack. Lack nothing. No good thing. Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar. Bian ota deshe yaribis eini al me minuchot ye nahileini. He maketh I and I to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth I and I beside these still waters. Getting to a groundation. Let's get a groundation on today's daily psalm right here, as we are in the first two verses, these first two verses right here. Shepherd, ro'i, 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 the Hebrew ro'i, 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 and it was like ro'i if you contract it, ro'i, ro'i, ro'i. Yod hey wehe Yahuwah 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 ro'i lo no echsar, no echsar, I shall not chasir, chasir, to lack, chasir, by implication, is to fail, to lack, to fail, from the root chasir, chasir, he is lo, no, echsar, lo, echsar, lo, no, echsar, I will not lack, I will not fail, I will not want, I will not lessen, I will not be abated, I will not bereave, decrease, be caused to fail, to lack, to make lower, to want, to wanty, wanty. No, not I. Lo, echsar. Why? Yahuwah, yod, hey, weh, hey, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, ro'i, 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 I and I shepherd. Ro'i. Very interesting, we have the word ra'ah, ra'ah, which means to tend a flock, to pasture it, literally or figuratively to graze. In the general sense of this word, Hebraically speaking, the root word of shepherd, ro'i, we have to rule. By extension, to associate with as a friend, as a fellow shepherd, right? A fellow shepherd. So this word right here is a very, very important word, right? Hebraically speaking. In a pastoral community, the faithful shepherd stood as the personification, you know, the word made flesh, the personification in person of the tender care and unwavering watchfulness. And men and people, humanity, gratefully apply the term to Ha Elohim, to the true good, to the true God, to the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, as the provider and protector of his human flock. Its earliest use in this sense was made by Yaakov, by Jacob, who spoke of the Elohim, who hath been my shepherd, Roi, all my life long in Genesis XLVIII and 15, in Genesis 48 and 15. So the imagery, the word pick, learn to read the sign language here, is found in the prophets, in the Nabim, Nabiyat, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11, and in Micah chapter 7, verse 14, and frequently in the Psalter, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Mezmur Dawit, in the Psalms of David, and the Book of the Psalms. I shall not want. Lo echsar, a simple and a perfect expression of calm. Be still and know. A calm faith. A living faith, the yea and the amen, admitting as true, lo echsar, I shall not want, shall not lack, shall not fail, a simple and perfect expression of calm faith in Jehovah Jireh, in Jah's providence. His provider, he's seeing before him as a shepherd shepherds, right, the sheep. Right, so he sees beforehand. And see, it's important for us to understand the Hebraic context here. When we speak about the shepherd and the sheep and Jah people within this context here, let it be understood, let it be understood that this is in his relationship. Right? This is only in the relationship. Jah is my shepherd, and thus I am one of his sheep, one of his sheeple. Only in that relationship, only in that relationship with he who be who he be. I'm nobody else's sheeple, in other words. So we have to understand this context, because many twist and get it twisted, the actual context that the verses here, especially the scripture and the script, is speaking to in this connection. And thus, to see it in the way that Dawid and the faithful will see it, is about that particular relationship, right? That I and that I relationship with Jah, I and I shepherd, and that relationship to he who be who he be, he being I and I, he being I and I shepherd, and I and I being his sheep. So it's important to just check that right there, you know, check that right there, get that full standing, to stand on that rock right there. So this is the first verse, the green pastures of green grass, when the heat of the sun is fierce. The careful shepherd leads his flock to cool meadows. We have this in Canticles and Song of Songs, Shir HaShirim. Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 7. Be a no'ot deshe, yarib b'seini, almei, minuchota, yinahileini. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Be a no'ot deshe, green pastures. Yarib b'seini, cause thy to lie down almei. Besides the waters, minuchot, the tranquil, the restful, minuchot, the restful waters, al mei minuchot, yinahileini, he guide I and I in the innermost of the innocence, he leadeth. The Hebraic denotes gentle guidance as distinct. The Yenahileini, Ani, I, Yenahile, he leadeth me, I, Yenahileini, he leadeth Ani, I. See, so the context of the Hebrew denotes gentle guidance as distinct from forceful driving. So another word could be used in the sense that could still be leading, but here the Hebraics of it is a gentle guidance as distinct from forceful driving. Beside the still waters, the restful waters, or the waters of restfulness, the may and minuchot, the may from the maya, mai, right, the may, right, the mayim, the may minuchot of rest has at the root that noch, that rest, onk, that rest, that restfulness. The beautiful English phraseology does not really convey the fuller meaning of the Hebrew, which literally is waters of restfulness, not placid waters in that sense, not placid, but streams where rest can be found. Flowing waters is a flow, but it's restful. Al mei minuchot ye nahileini. The bait verse, that is, this is the Gimel, the third verse. Nafshi, nafshi, yishobev, nafshi yishobev. He restoreth, returneth, sendeth back to I. He restoreth my soul. Nafshi yishobev, yanachedni, bit ma'igle tzedek, lit ma'on shemo. He guides I in straight paths for his name's sake. Yanachedni, from the Yanachedni, the guidance. He guides. Be ma'igalei tzedek. Now, King James KJV also has an interesting right here where it says that he leads me beside the still waters, he restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths, right, in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, the paths. Be ma'igalei tzedek, the straight paths, the righteous paths, the straight paths, the righteous path, the tzedek, the way of Melchizedek. Be ma'igalei tzedek, li ma'on, because of, for the sake of Shemo, his name. The restoration, the return of the soul. Now, elsewhere we had brought out, even using the five-point, what they call the five-point star, right? You know, the five-point star as an example. You know, there is two main directions, right? There is upright, right, and there's down wrong. So that turning and that returning of the soul, of the psyche, also in Psalm 19, around about verse 7, verse 8, we have the straight paths. The authorized version of the Bible has paths of righteousness, the right way, the ma'igalei tzedek, yanachedni bi ma'igalei tzedek, li ma'an shemo, the right way, not the easy way, the righteous way, not the easy way, not the fun way, but the right way, the righteous way, Lima'an Shemo, for his name's sake. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, does all this and more as an imare, a demonstration, a manifestation of his essential nature. Right? The nature of natures, the nature of natures, the nature of natures, his essential nature, that it may be known, it may be known to man, to humanity. Verse, the Dalet verse right here, fourth verse right here, Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, the fourth verse. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Gam, also, Kielek, for as I walk, Kielek, Gam, Kielek. Bi Gaias Almawet. Some say it's Almavet, the Tzal Mavet, the shadow of death, the Tzal of Mavet, Mavet, Mot, Tzal Mavet, Tzal Mavet. Yea, though I walk through the valley, Begeia, Tzal Mavet, in the Gei, the Gei is the valley, Geia, right? Begeia, Tzal Mavet. Gam ki eleka begeyas almawet loy ra ra ki ata imadi shivateka ua misha ante kahima ye nachemuni ye. Though I walk through the valley of the almawet, I will fear no evil. Lo, no, lo ira, lo ira. Lo, no, ira, fear, not fear, lo, ira, ra, ra, lo, ira, ra, lo, ira, ra. I will not fear ra, ra, or the ra, ra, ratchet, or the evil. Why? Ki, ata, for the eye, and none other. Ki, ata, imadi, is with I. So we say the Immanuel, that El is with Imanu, with us here. I and I say, Kiata Imadi. Kiata for the I. Imadi is with I. For the I is with I and I. One. Shivateka. The Shevet, thy rod. Shivateka, thy rod. Oh, Mishanteka. And Mishaneteka, and thy staff, thy rod and thy staff, Shivateka, Ua Mishanteka, Hema, they, Yena Chemuni, they comfort. They provide rest, even as the Mei Minuchot. We have that root right there of rest. Yenachemuni. They, Yenachemuni. Yenachemuni. They comfort, they provide I rest. Shivateka. Thy rod, Ua Mishanteka, and thy staff, Hema, they themselves, the pronoun they, Hema, Yinachemuni. The valley of the Tzalmavet, the exquisite wording has become part of the religious vocabulary. And one hesitates to interfere with it. The Hebrew, however, and this is an important note right here, so give ear right here, that the Hebrew signifies only deep gloom. I think that the psychologists and modern science and modern ones call it like depression, you know, kind of depression, that deep gloom. And the psalmist, right, the psalmist is not, and I is not thinking of his departure from this world. Many people use that expression, the valley of the shadow of death, Begeyas Almavet, or Salmavet, or Salmot. They take that to be that the psalmist and I should be thinking of departure, in a sense, from the world. See, being himself, Dawid, Mizmor Le Dawid, David, being himself a shepherd, he recalls a familiar experience in his occupation as a shepherd. And figuratively, learn to read the Hebrew sign language, right? The word pick, the sign language, the Hebrew hieroglyph. Figuratively, he compares it with Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's protection of him. Quote, the manner of tending sheep in the East is very different from that which is practiced amongst the West in the West and ones and ones ourselves out here in this Western Gentile world. And look to the East. Look to the East for the supply of the many true and the right illustrations to the poetry and the parables of the Holy Writ of the Scriptures. See, the sheep districts, they consist of wide and open wolds, the wolds and the downs, the wolds and the downs, reft here and there by deep ravines, in whose sides lurk many a wild beast, the enemy of the flocks. Tristram brought that out right there. He likewise has sometimes, the shepherd that is, has likewise sometimes to pass through dark ways, right, and disilluminated field, you know, parts of the field, with the possibility of being suddenly attacked by lurking foes. Thus he says, Gam ki elek begeyas almawet lo ira ra'a ki ata imadi shivateka uamishanteka hema yenachemuni. They comfort I. From he doesn't have to fear misfortune or hurt. So it's that confidence, that victory, that salvation, that victory of good over the evil. And he also points out the shevet, the eyes, shebteka. See, it's a weapon of defense, the rod. We have this also in the second psalm, round about the eighth, ninth verse. Also in, I think, the ninth verse of the second psalm. In 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 21. A club, basically a club with which to drive off wild beasts and beasts of prey which attack or may or seek to attack the sheep. The staff, the eye staff, mishanteka, the eye, male, the eye staff is a stick to lean upon when he feels or he needs the rest, you know, when there's a need of a moment of rest to lean upon. That's a staff to lean upon. And both of them, they provide that rest in the innermost of the innocence. They comfort yinachemuni. They comfort I. They relieve him and I of that anxiety. Verse the hay verse, the fifth verse right here. Tairoka lifanai, shulchan neged zorerai, dishanta bashemen roshi, kosi rawaya. Thou preparest a table before me, before I, in the presence and perception, the faces of mine enemies, haters. Thou hast anointed my head with oil, dishanta, bashemen, roshi, rase, my head, roshi, kosi, rewaya, my cup, my chalice, kosi, my chalice, my kos, the cup, the chalice in the Hebrew, kosi, rewaya. Kosi Revaya, some enunciate, some Yehudi, Revaya, which says Revaya, but it's a wow, they say Vav, but it's Afro-Shemitically Revaya. Kosi Revaya, my cup runneth overfloweth, Dishanta Bashemen Roshi, Kosi Rewaya, Dishanta Bashemen Roshi, Kosi Rewaya, Dishanta Bashemen Roshi, Kosi Rewaya. What do we have here? The same thought is now conveyed by means of a different set of metaphor word pick. In the East, look to the East, a host considers it a sacred obligation to ensure the safety of his guest. We have this in Genesis chapter 19, XIX chapter 19. He, the host, right, well, he, in the sense, Dawid and I, right, in the avatar, in the I mode, right, we are Jah's guest. And therefore, under his protection, especially because we hear and receive his guidance, thou preparest a table before me. Ta eroka le fanai shulchana neged sorerai. Thou preparest a table, a shulchan. Ha Elohim has offered him hospitality. The true good, the true God offers I and I hospitality. Thus we should be in being, be still and know, be perfectly always faithful, always sure, because Jah prepares that table for I and I to be perfectly secure in the presence, right, in the presence, neged sorerai, neged sorerai, before the presence, in front of, opposed to. So it is evident to them that he and I and I and we is Jah's guest, and we're in he who be who he be is divine majesty's care, and their plots, their bad mind and envious nature to injure I and I must fail and has failed already. Enemies is strictly adversaries, adversaries here. It's the same Hebrew word we find in the sixth psalm around about the seventh, eighth verse. But here, the good news, right? Even from the beginning, he was showing the fuller fullness here. Dishanta, dishanta bashemen roshi, anointed my head with oil. It was customary to use perfumed oil at a banquet. Quote, every rich man, the Mitzrayim in Egypt, for example, had in his household an anointer who had to place a cone. When you look into some of the word pics in the wall paintings, you see the cone. So in every Mitzrayimite house, they would have an anointer in the household who would place a cone of ointment, a cone of ointment on the Rosh, the Ras, the head of his master, where it remained during the feast. This is what you see in the Hebrew word, I mean in the ancient Egypt. The Hebrew here explains this right here, right, by its ongoing use in spirit and in truth, where it remained. So this cone that you see, the cone, there was a cone of ointment. This is why it uses the term right here. It uses the term dishanta. We have the dishanta term right here for the anointing. And dishanta here comes from dashen. Dashen or dashen. Dashen, to be fat. Dashen, to fatten, with fat, to anoint, to satisfy in that sense. So it's anointing, but it's not the mashacha, just to over that. That's not the mashacha sense of anointing. So when they say in ancient Egypt, they say there's a word masha or something like that that means like crocodile, fat or oil or whatnot. They try to say that's the same as the Moshiach. Notice the sense of Messiah in the Hebrew. It's not that sense. It's not the Messiah sense, but it's more of this sense in the sense of the rich man in the East, and especially Egypt gives this example, had someone in his household that was anointed, and it was their job and duty to put a cone of ointment on the head of his master that it remained during the feast, right? So ointment to the Yehudi, right, was a symbol of joy. So the sense here is as elsewhere in other psalms, Psalm 45, the oil of gladness, also Psalm 92 as well. My cup, my chalice, kosi rewaya, kosi rewaya, overfloweth, right, floweth over, runneth over, rewaya, with satisfaction. The word at its root has satisfaction. In other words, the idea right here is concerning satisfaction, runneth over in the sense of being wealthy from rawa, rawa. We have rawa. It's interesting because rawa, the root, is like to slake with thirst, like other appetites, but like to bathe. to bathe, to make drunk, to fulfill, to satiate, to abundantly satisfy, to soak, right? To like put in water abundantly. That's the sense. So he's saying his chalice, kosi, rewaya, it runneth over, it's fully satisfied. So Jah is a bountiful host at Gaziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed Ab, Father, and treats his guest very liberally, truly, truly generous, generous, and very giving. Bringing us here to the wow verse, all right, the Vav, the wow verse. Surely, surely, Ak. Ak, Tob, Wachesed, Yeridifuni, Kola Yemei Chayai, We Shabati, Bebeiti Yahuwah, Leoreka Yamin. Surely goodness, surely for sure, Ak, indeed, Ak, Ak, indeed for show, Ak, surely for show, Tob, Wachesed. Tova vachesed, tova vachesed, surely goodness, tov, wa and chesed, and mercy, loving kindness, chesed, jaja, true love, yiridifuni, they will rodef me, they will follow I, call yimei, all the days of chayai, Chayai of my life, Chayai, call you may, Chayai. Goodness, oh, Phi cycle, welfare, shalom, Suke, psyche, psychological goodness, oh, right, and irritical, spiritual, and the fullness of the tripartite being in that image and after that likeness and the provisions of I needs, right? Mercy, the mercy here, the chesed, or the chesed, right, is the divine love and the guardianship, chesed, also many places as love, right, in that sense of that reggae tune, Jah Jah, give me true love. It's the true love, the love that when you receive, you need not want. You need not want no more. Be wanty, want is the beginning of the psalm. Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar. He who be who he be, ro'i is my shepherd. Lo echsar. I shall not want, I shall not lack, I shall not fail. Here we have the surety, Ak, Tov, Wachesed, Yeridifuni from Rodef. Right? It says, Tzedek, Tirdof, Tzedek, righteousness, justice, Tirdof, pursue. Justice, justice, thou shalt pursue. Here, Ak, Tov, Wachesed, surely goodness and mercy, Yeridifuni, Yeridifu, they will pursue Ani, Yeridifu, Ani, Yeridifuni, call ye may, when? Call ye may, all the days of, call ye may, Chayai, Chayai, of I life, yes, I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah. Wa shavati abibeti Yahuwah li'oreka yamin. Wa shavati bebeiti Yahuwah bebeita Adonai. Wa shavati abibeiti Yahuwah. I will dwell in the house of Jehovah, of he who be we be. I and I, Dawid speaking for I and I, word, sound, power, speak for I and I self, will be privileged and are privileged to be a guest of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. Here's a connection with Psalm 15, Chabarim. And when? For what period? Le-Orek, Le-Oreka Yamin. le'orek yamim, for when, for how long to dwell. I will dwell. There's two words here. Orek. Orek is length, like the sense of forever, length, a long, 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 long time. From actually the word arak, we have the word arak, right? The word arak. Arak is to be long, to lengthen, to defer, to draw out, to prolong, to tarry long, to live long. Orek. Orek yamim, the length of yamim, yamim, yamim from yom, the Afro-Shemitic yom. Yom is a day, right? So forever, forever, forever days. The Hebrew is for length of days, not just forever, but in the Hebrew, le'orek yamim, for length of days, for length of days. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Adonai Jah, Rastafari will extend his life, and the enjoyment of his favor will be prolonged on and on and on and on. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I. 90 seconds, calling, 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. Check it out now and check out the replay. Yes, I about
fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. 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 You know, while these supplies here and there last. Yes, I, Rastafari. So call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. We have like about minutes before we go into the grace period of this.
A couple of seconds right here of this T2T Testify Tuesday. He was right over the Fuller Fold. That was an intro. We had before that the Royal Amharic verse by verse. And here, the Hebrew right here in the English. So here the Fuller Fold. Yes, I, the Midrash coming forward in the grace period coming forward. So here. Yes, I.
Mizmor le David, Adonai ro'i lo echsar. Bin ot deshe yarbitzeni, alme menuchot yinahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev, yancheni vema'agele tzedek lema'an shimu. Gam ki elech bege tzalmavet, lo ira ra. כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, דשנת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני, לאורך ימים.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
מזמור לדוד. אדוני רועי לא אחסר. בנאות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני. נפשי ישובב, ינחני ומעגלי צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות, לא אירא רע, כי אתה עמדי. שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, דשנת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים.
לאורך ימים. So here. Let's get into a little midrash on today's daily psalm. I'm going to let the full of all of this here from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 11. Everyone says, yes, I know I want to learn the Amharic. Yes, let's learn the ancient Hebrew. But one has to recognize that education, you know, you should invest in your education. Give ear, give ear, hear, hear, hear.
For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips and another stammering lips and another stammering lips and stammering lips to this blessing to this blessing to this blessing to this blessing. For with stammering lips and another tongue and another tongue to this blessing to this blessing to this blessing to this blessing. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
Yet they would not hear. Yes, I. They'll go spend money going to colleges and getting degrees and can't even find work, or waiting for somebody to hire them, can't even make work for themselves. But here, 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 full of full.
Whom shall he teach knowledge?
This is Isaiah the prophet, Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 to verse 14a.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts.
You know, pause. Sometimes it's like ones make it seem like, you know, we're not answering their questions. You know, but this verse here, it says something right here. Whom shall he teach knowledge to?
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Very interesting word right here, 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 you know, because ones are complaining like they're not getting it, but then I hear something going around in the culture. Yes, honor thy father and thy mother. It says in Exodus and in Leviticus for the priest, it says, thou shalt fear thy mother and thy father. And the word from Proverbs, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, forsake not the law of thy mother. So when I say this, don't get it twisted, but some are not off the titty. So, you know, mama, this is the father's business. Hopefully your mama raised you right. So hear, give ear. Just bringing out that word, whom shall he teach knowledge and whom shall he make to understand doctrine or the teaching, give us a teaching of his majesty. Who? Them that are weaned from the milk. It's a time to be upon the milk. And drawn from the breast, big man turning to the breast again, you know, in the way like they never grow up. But here, let's ride up, precept upon precept,
precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little go, there a little go. Stammering lips, another tongue included. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. And here, a midrash, a study in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Gimel. Mizmor Kaf Gimel Kaf Gamel. Psalm XXIII, Psalm 23, Mizmor Le Dawi, Yahuwah Ro'i Lo Echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, Yahuwah Ro'i, I shall not want, Lo Echsar. These words, Devarim, Devarim, these words, Eile HaDevarim, these words are to be considered in the light, in the illumination of the verse in Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, 2 and 16, my beloved is mine, and I am his, he feedeth his flock among the lilies. By which is meant that the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, as He is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as He is Ha'Elohim, to Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. So am I a people to him, as he is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to me, to I. So am I a people to him, as he is Ha'el, the true good, Ha'Elohim, to me, to I. Having said, Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka, I am Jehovah, the I Elohim. In Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus 20, verse 2, so am I Amo, his people, to him. He having said in Yeshayahu, Yeshayah, in Isaiah 51 and 4, attend to me, O my people, attend to I, O my people, as he is a father to me, a father to I. Having said in Yeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 31 and 9, I am a father to Yisrael, so am I son to him. He having said in Shemot, in Exodus 4 and 22, Yisrael is my son, Beni, as he is shepherd to me, shepherd to I. Asaph, having said in Psalms, Mizmor, in Psalm 80 and 2, give ear, O shepherd of Yisrael, so am I sheep to him. He having said in Ezekiel 34 and 31, ye, y'all, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, as he is brother, ach, Wendem, as he is ach, brother to me, to I, Shlomo, Solomon, Solomon having said in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs 8 and 1, oh, that thou wert as my brother, oh, that the I were as my brother, I brother, so am I sister to him. He having said in Shir HaShirim, in Song of Songs 5 and 2, open to me, my sister, my dove, open to I,
I sister, I dove. As I said to him, Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said to me, I in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs, 7:2, thy navel is like a round goblet, wherein no mingled wine is wanting. Another comment on Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar. Jehovah is my shepherd, Yahuwah ro'i, I shall not want. Lo echsar. These words are to be considered in the light, illumination, the verse from Mizmor, from Psalm 119:100. I understand more than the ancients, more than the ancients. Rav Jose Bar Hanina taught, in the whole world you find no occupation more despised than that of the shepherd, who all his days walks about with his staff and his pouch. Yet David presumed to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, a shepherd. But David said, I understand, I understand, I overstand more than the ancients, more than the ancients. Meaning that Yaakov, Jacob, called Ha'ev, the true good, the true God, Ro'i, shepherd, Ro'eh, Ro'eh, shepherd. As it is said in Bereishit, Genesis 48:12, the gods who have been my shepherd all my life long. So I, too, call Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, shepherd, Ro'eh, the he who be who he be, is I shepherd. I shall not want. Yahuwah Ro'i, lo echsar, lo echsar, I shall not want. Another comment on Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. These words are to be considered, I sit it in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 2:7. Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, have blessed thee in all the walk, in all the work of thy hand. Rav Yaakov, Jacob said, lest I think that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will bless even him who sits in idleness. Scripture says, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I, male, Elohim, have blessed thee in all the work of thy hand. Implying that when a man works, behold, he is blessed. But if he does not walk, if he does not work, he is not blessed. For what can the following words, he hath known thy walking through this great wilderness, mean except that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, knows of thy traveling, thy travailing in the dust, thy suffering to get a living. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, in the name of Rav Eliezer, Eliza, the road does three things. The road does
three things, three things. It makes a man's clothes worn, his body lean, and his money scarce. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, dealt not thus, like this, with Yisrael. For it is said to Yisrael in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 8 and 4, thy raiment wax not old upon thee. Thy raiment wax not old upon thee. Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, have been with thee I, even in the Barim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7. In thy health of body, and, quote, thou hast lacked nothing, thou hast lacked nothing, thou hast lacked no thing,
no thing, no thing.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering tongue, lips and stammering tongue, lips and stammering lips.
For thy spending. The following words in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Devarim 2 and 7. These 40 years, these 40 years mean, according to Rav Yudan, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said to Yisrael, because you sang, this is Eli, this is my true good, true God, and I will glorify him. According to Shemot, according to Exodus 15 and 2. Therefore, for these 40 years, I have given you your raiment. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, as when a king, a negus, a melech is in a city, the city lacks nothing. The city lacks nothing, no thing. So, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7, these 40 years, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath been with thee, I, and thou, the I, hast lacked nothing. In the world's use, when a man receives a wayfarer, the first day he kills a calf for him, the second day a lamb, the third day a chicken, the fourth day he serves pulse to him, the fifth day he gives him even less, so that the last day for the wayfarer is not like the first. Now, lest one think that it was the same with the wayfaring Bnei Yisrael, the wayfaring sons of Israel. Scripture says, these 40 years, Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, has been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Thou hast lacked nothing. Thou, the I, hast lacked no thing. And the last day in the Midbar, in the wilderness, for the Bnei Yisrael, for the children, the sons of Israel, was like the first. Rav Nehemiah said, thou hast lacked, but saying a word means that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, said to Yisrael, ye y'all had to say no more than a word. No more than a word was needed, and it was done. Ye y'all said, quote, let the manna taste like veal in my mouth. It did. Ye said, y'all said, let the manna taste like sat capon. It did. When ye y'all desired meal, ye y'all, quote, gathered the manna and ground it in mills according to the barim, according to Midbar, according to Numbers 11:8. When y'all desired spice, ye y'all beat it in a mortar, a potted dish, ye y'all seize it in pots. Cakes, ye y'all make cakes of it. When y'all desired rich oil, the taste of it was like the taste of cakes baked with oil. Hence, thou the eye hast lacked but saying a word. Whatever y'all desire, there it was in your mouth. Bread, behold, I made bread rain from heaven for y'all. According to Shemot, Exodus 16:4. Ye, y'all, desired water. Moshe smote the rock with his rod, and water came forth abundantly. According to Shemot, according to
For with stammering lips and another tongue.
According to Shemot, Exodus 16:13. Then y'all said, quote, I desire the flesh of wild or of tame beast, end quote. Now, when Moses heard the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, ask for the flesh of beasts, he went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, and said to him, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, want flesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, give it to them. Moshe asked Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim. He asked, whence, from where should I have flesh? According to Bamidbar, Numbers 11:13, shall flocks and herds be slain for them? According to Numbers 11:22, if thou deal thus like this with me, with I, kill me, kill I pray the I, for I am about to be killed, according to Bamidbar, Numbers 11 and 15. What can Moses have meant by saying, kill me, I pray the I, for I am about to be killed? He was saying to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, if I do not give them flesh, they will kill me, they will kill I. If I speak up against them, they will kill me, they will kill I. Either way, I am about to be killed, therefore I beg the I, kill him who is about to be killed. When Moshe said, kill me, kill I pray the I, for I'm about to be killed, instantly, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, was angered, as is said, even in Psalm, Mizmor, Psalm 106 and 32, they angered him also at the waters of Meribah, and it went ill with Moshe because of them, and Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said to Moshe, give flesh to my children. When again Moshe asked Ha'el, the true good, the true God, asked Elohim, whence, where, from where should I have flesh? Ha'el, Elohim said, in Mitzrayim, thou hadst frogs. In Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, thou hadst gnats. In Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, thou wast indeed rich. Hast thou now become poor? Moshe said to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, he said to Elohim, but what I had in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, came from thee, from the eye. There upon Ha'el, Elohim said, what I had in Mitzrayim have I not here. Thus in Midbar, in Numbers 11:23, it is written, is Jehovah's hand waxed short? The rabbis, the Rebbeinot said, thou hadst no need to say a word. That is, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, did not need to say a single word. But whatever they craved in their hearts was given to them. This interpretation, this Targum, is in accord with what Rav Barakiah said in the name of Rav Abahu. The verse, according to Mizmor, Psalm 78:18, they tried Elohim, the true good, the true God, in their heart,
by asking for food of their craving, of their lust. Teaches that Ha'el, the true God Elohim, gave them whatever they crave in their heart, so that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, ask at Massa and at Meriba, is Jehovah truly with us? Is Jehovah truly with I and I? In Shemot, in Exodus 17 and 7, Rav Simeon ben Yochai said, according to the Barim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7, thou hast lacked only the word. Means that they lack nothing, no thing, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, but words of prophecy. You can prove this for yourself. In all the years that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were under the ban, there was no divine speech with Moshe. Note that only after it is said in the Barim, Deuteronomy 2 and 16, it came to pass when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, Moshe declared, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 17, the next verse, Yahuwah Jehovah spoke to I, Lamor, saying, as if to say, quote, only then was there again divine, divine speech with me, divine speech with I. Rav Yochanan said, thou hast lacked only the word, that is, words of repentance. As scripture says in Hosea 14 and 3, take with you words, return to Jehovah. Rav Aibu read Dabar, a thing, as Deber, pestilence. Rav Aibu read Dabar, a thing, as Deber, pestilence, and thus took the verse to say, thou hast not lacked pestilence, Deber, for in each of the 40 years that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were in the Midbar, the wilderness, the angel of Mot, of death, smote 15,000 and an odd number of them. And how large was that odd number? 489. He maketh I to lie down in green pastures. Rav Eliezer asked Rav Simeon, saying to him, quote, as the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were going Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, did weavers gear go out with them? Rav Simeon replied, no. Then how did they clothe themselves those 40 years? Rav Simeon replied, with garments that the ministering angels gave them for clothing. For Ha'el, the true God Elohim, said of Yisrael, Bamidbar, said of Israel in the wilderness, according to Ezekiel 16 and 10, I clothe thee, I also with broidered work. I clothe I also with broidered, embroidered work. How is broidered to be defined except, so Rav Samai said, as garments of royalty. But did not their garments wear out? Have y'all not read that Moshe said to Yisrael, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 8:4, thy raiment wax not old up on thee. Thy clothes, thy raiment wax not old upon thee. But did not the little ones, among the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, grow up? Rav Simeon replied, go out and learn from the snail. All the while that he grows, his shell grows with him. But did not the garments require washing? Rav Simeon replied, the cloud of fire cleansed their garments and made them shine. Rav Eliezer Eliza asked, but were not the garments burnt? Rav Simeon replied, go out and learn from the amiant that is cleansed only by fire. But did not the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, get vermin? Rav Simeon replied, since worms and maggots have no power over dead B'nai Yisrael, over dead sons of Israel, how much less have they over living B'nai Yisrael, living sons of Israel? But since the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, did not change their garments, did they not reek with sweat? Rav Simeon replied, the well of living waters brought up certain plants and certain spices for the B'nai Yisrael, for the sons of Israel. And in these they were made to lie down, as is said even in today's daily Psalm, Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel, Psalm 23. Bina'ot deshe yarbitzeini, alameya minuchota yenahleini. He maketh I to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me, he leadeth I beside refreshing waters. Binota desha yarbicheini, al me minuchota yenahleini. And so the fragrant smell of them was carried from world's end to world's end. Shlomo, Solomon came and said to Yisrael, according to Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs 4:11, the odor of thy garments is like the odor of Lebanon. He also said to Yisrael, according to Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs 4:14, thy plants are spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloe, with all the chief spices. And when, from where did all these come? Out of, according to Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs 4:15, out of the fountain of gardens, the well of living waters. When the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, Yisrael Lejoch, saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, led them and refreshed them by Midbar in the wilderness, they began to offer praises to Him, saying, thou art a good shepherd, for thou the eye has made us, I and I, never to lack thy goodness. He leadeth me, he leadeth I beside refreshing waters. Al mei menuchota yenahleni. Rav Shmuel Samuel said, there are waters that are fit to drink, but not fit to wash in. And other waters are fit to wash in, but not fit to drink. But the waters of the well were fit to drink and fit to wash in. They brought refreshment to the body and health to the soul, to the nefesh, to the psyche. As it is said, Almei menuchota yenahleni. He leadeth me beside refreshing water.
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with...
Aye, I just feel black upon ya. Hey, Bamba! Hey, Justin!
He restoreth my soul. Nafshia Yishobeh. He restoreth my soul. Nafshia Yishobeh. Means that Israel said, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, restores Nafshi. He restoreth my soul. Nafshia Yishobeh. He restoreth my soul. Nafshia Yishobeh. Means that Israel said, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, restores Nafshi, my soul, my psyche, restores she, my soul with Torah. Of that, it is said, even in Mizmor, in Psalm 19 and 8, the Torah of Jehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. He leadeth me, leadeth I, in the paths of mercy. He leadeth I in the path of mercy. He guideth I, leadeth I. Yanacheni b'ma'igleya tzedeka. That is, to manahu, to manna, to quail, to waters of the well, to clouds of glory. And these are given to me, given to I, not because I have merit, but le ma'an shemo, for his name's sake. Le ma'an shemo, for his name's sake, for the Hashem's sake, for his name's sake. Yay, yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, gam ki eleka begayas al maveta. That is, though I walk upon the parched scalp of the midbar of the wilderness, I will fear no evil, for thou, the I, art with me. For thou, the I, art with I. Lo yira ra'a Shiata Imadi. I will fear no evil. Lo ira ra'a. For thou the I, male art with me, art with I. Kiata Imadi. As it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 13:21, Yahuwah Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud. Try thy rod, and thy staff. They comfort me, they comfort I. Thy rod and thy staff, Sheba teka, Ua misha anteka, Heima, Yenachemuni. Thy rod, Sheba teka, and thy staff, Ua misha anteka. They, Heima, they comfort me, Heima, Yenachemuni. The rod is thy chastisement, the staff thy Torah, Torateka, or thy rod and thy staff may be read as Yeshaya, Isaiah, Isaiah 3:1, thy stay and thy staff, stay being the written law and staff the oral law, lest thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, might lead one to think that comfort from the written and the oral law may be had without chastising. Therefore, the word only that begins the next verse, only that begins the next verse. Today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 23, Hebraic Lee, verse 6a. Makes the comforting conditional. Lest one might think that they comfort one only in this world. Therefore, the verse says first, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That is, in this world, and then says, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. That is, in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. Ak Tov Vachesed Yerdefuni Kol Yemei Hayai V'Shavati V'Beiti Yehovah Le'Oreka Yamin. Thou the eye preparest a table before me, before I, in the presence of mine enemy. Ta eroka lefanaya shulchan negeda tzorai. A table of manna and quail. A table shulchan in the presence of mine enemies. Negeda tzorai. Ben Akiva took these words to imply that the heaps of manna were 60 cubits high, and he who does not believe this, admit this to be true, he shall not look upon the sweetness to come. As is said, according to Eob, Job 20:17, he shall not look upon the rivers, the flowing streams of honey and curds. Another comment on, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Second verse of today's daily song, Binoota deshe yarbitzeini. Another comment, this alludes to David, when he fled from Saul, know well whither where he fled, according to first of Shemuel, 1 Samuel 22:5. Dawid, David departed and came into the forest of Hereth. Why was it called the forest of Hereth? Though it was once dry as a potsherd. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, covered it with blossoms out of the richness of the Olam Haba, of the world to come, as it is said even in Mizmor, in Psalm 63, verse 2, the C part, and verse 6, the A part, where it reads, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, Nafshi, my soul, shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me, leadeth I, in the paths of mercy for his name's sake. Nafshia Yishobei, Yanacheinia Bema Igleas Edeka Lima Ana Shemo. Here David is saying that kingship came to him not for his own merits, but Lima'an Shemo, but for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk, I trod through the valley of the shadow of death. Gam ki eleka b'geyas al maweta, means that David said, in the wilderness, the midbar of Zif, I will fear no evil. Lo ira ra'a. Why? Lama. Because thou, the I, art with me, the I art with I. Ki ata imadi. Ki ata imadi. The I are with I. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, they comfort I. Shiba teka, ua mish anteka, hey ma, ye na chemuni. The rod is chastisement, as in the phrase in Yishayu, Isaiah, Isaiah, in Isaiah 9:63. The rod of his oppressor, the rod of his downpressor, and staff is HaTorah, that as is as a staff to Yisrael. HaTorah, that is as a staff to Yisrael, to Israel. Now, lest the words, they will comfort me, yet nachemun me, might lead one to think that comfort from the written and the oral Torah law may be had without chastising. Therefore, the word only, that begins the next verse, makes the comforting conditional. Lest one think that they comfort me only in this world, the verse goes on to say, goodness, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Ach, oba wa cheseda, yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. Wishabatiya bitbaitiya huwa le orekayami. Goodness and mercy. Oh, wachesed. Goodness and mercy both in this world and in the olam haba, in the world to come. Thou, the I, preparest a table before I in the presence of my enemies.
ta'roka lifan shulchan neged orai. A table of shulchan refers to royalty, enemies, orai, to doeg and achitofel. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. The shanta bashemen roshi kosi rwaya. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. The shanta bashemen roshi. With the oil, the shemen of royal anointing, royal messiah, royal christening, and my cup, kosi rewaya, my chalice, my cup runneth over, kosi rewaya, that is the cup of salvation of Yeshua. Of that the psalmist says, even in Mizmor, in Psalm 116 and 13, I will take the cup of salvation, the chalice of salvation, and call upon the name, the Hashem of Jehovah. What is meant by Rewaya? What is meant by Rewaya? Runneth over. Full to overflowing, as in the words, even in Mizmor in Psalm 65:11, abundantly watering, raweh, raweh harijin, raweh, or if you like, as in the verse in Mizmor in Psalm 36:9, they are abundantly satisfied, yeruyun, yeruyun. With the fatness of Beiteka, of the I-Bait, the I-Hau. And what is to be the measure of Dawid's cup, of David's chalice in the Olam Haba, in the world to come? According to Rav, it is to be 221 logs. 221 being the numerical value of the letters in Rewaya, the Reish, the Wow, the Yod, and the Hey. 221, the numerical value of the Hebrew letters in Rewaya, namely the Reish, the Wow, the Yod, and the Hey. Rewaya runneth over. I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah, with Shabbati, Bebeita, Yahuwah. I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah, that is, in Ha-Hekal, in the temple, for length of days. For length of days, le'orek yamin. For length of days, le'orek yamin. That is, for a never-ending, a never-ending day. The rabbis, the Rebbeinah taught that this entire mizmor, this entire psalm chant intonation, it applies to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons of Israel. Thus, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, b'no'ot ha'deshe yarbitzeini, refers to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim's promise. Even in Ezekiel 34:15, I will feed my sheep, and I will cause them to lie down. He leadeth me beside refreshing waters. Almei menuchota yenahleni. Also refers to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim's promise.
even from Ezekiel 47 and 12 that reads, "And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow every tree for food. And the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaf thereof for healing." Lia terufa, literufa, for healing, literufa. Rav and Shmuel and Samuel differ as to the meaning of literufa. One said it means to heal, literufa, as to open the mouth of the dumb, lehatir peh. And the other said it means to heal, literufa, as to open the womb, lehatir peh, of barren women. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of mercy for his name's sake. Nafshia yishobeva, yanacheinia bima igles edek lima'an shemo. This means that Yisrael, Israel said, in the age to come, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim will restore me, restore I from exile, not for my own merit, but lima'an shemo, for his name's sake, lima'an shemo. Yea, though I walk, though I trod through the valley of the shadow of death, gam ki elek b'gaya al mawet. This alludes to chastisement in Gehenna, whose fire, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will cool for me, for I. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, they comfort I. Shivateka ua mishanteka, hey ma ye nachemuni. Rod, shivateka, thy rod is the affliction in exile that I bore to hallow, to set apart, shemeka, to set apart the I name. Staff is the sustaining merit of Torateka, of thy law. With that I occupy myself, I occupy myself in exile. Hey ma, yeah, nachmuni. Hey ma, yeah, nachmuni. They comfort me, they comfort I. Hey ma, yeah, nachmuni. Scripture says, comfort ye, nachamu, nachamu. Y'all, my people, are me, saith your Elohim. Bid Jerusalem, take heart. According to Yeshaya, Isaiah 40 and 1. Thou preparest a table before me, before I. Ta'roka lefanai, shulchan negeda. Alright. Thou preparest a table, a table, a shulchan, up on which the flesh of Leviathan, upon a table upon which the flesh of Leviathan, of Behemoth, and thee of the field shall be set out. Thou preparest a table before me, a shulchan upon which the flesh of Leviathan, of Behemoth, of these of the field shall be set out, a table in the presence of mine enemies. Ta eroka le fanai, shulchan neged sorarai, from the midst of Gehenna,
Harasha, the Rishabim, the wicked, the ratchet, will see the Shulchan, the table, and be put to shame. As is said in Yeshayahu, in Yeshaya, in Isaiah, Isaiah 26:11, they shall see thy zeal for thy people and be put to shame. Yea, fire shall devour thine adversaries. Thou hast anointed Roshi Rase, my head, with oil. The Shanta Bashemen Roshi refers to Moshiach HaMelech, King Messiah, who will be anointed with the oil of anointing. This refers to King Messiah, the Shanta Bashemen Roshi. Thou the eye anointest my head, Roshi Rase, Rastafari, with oil, refers to Moshiach HaMelech, King Messiah, who will be anointed Messiah with the oil of Messiahing, the oil of anointing. Kosi Rewaya, my cup, my chalice runneth over. Kosi Rewaya, that is the cup of deliverance, of my deliverance. That is a cup of comforting. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Ach, O Wachetzed Yerdefuni, call ye me Chayai, follow I for the 1,000 years that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will grant anew to His world. And I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah, with Shabti b'Beit Yehovah le'orek yamin, in the Heikal, in the temple, HaHeikal. May it be soon, may it be built soon, and in our days. Amen, wa-amen, yuhun, yuhun. For length of days, le-orek yamin, for time, never, ever ending, for the Iowa never ending, that is life in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, 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 to come. Thank you.